Intervju Radija Študent.
Intervjuje na frekvenci 89,3 MHz Radija Študent. Danes bo govora o Kulturšok, ki so izdali že deveto ploščo, ki ima prav tako naslov 9. Da pa ne ovinkarmo preveč, je z mano v studiju tukaj Gino. Prešaltala bo v angleščino, v duhu benda, ki prihaja iz Čezluže. Sicer pa imajo Kulturšok tudi danes v Galahali svoj promocijski špil v sklopu evropske turneje. Ob 9 se štarta vse skupaj, potem pa to zaključ še DJ Rope. Hi Gino.
Hello.
Welcome to Radio Student.
Thank you, thanks for having me.
We are very happy to have you, of course, here after a long time, and maybe...
Yeah, I remember, I got a t-shirt from you guys with that microphone with spikes.
Ah, you like it?
Yeah, I love that t-shirt.
Would you sing on it?
I was thinking about it.
How was the tour so far? How is coming back to Ljubljana?
Tour is amazingly good. I mean, it's kind of suicidal, and yeah, that's... We wouldn't like to do anything less than suicidal, of course. It's a little suicidal, and it's, you know how we do it. We're releasing new albums for next year, 20 years, every year, every 2 years album. Mm-hmm. And we wouldn't like it any other way. We're touring, it's going to be 1,000 shows right now in the last 10 years that we did. And it's just, that's the way we do it. I mean, once we're done, we'll go fishing. Mm-hmm. You know, can't really, can't do any, like, it's, you know, and nostalgia is not a reason for existence.
How do you like Ljubljana, or actually, how do you feel coming back? You come back a lot of times,
yeah.
You played around Slovenia a lot.
Yeah, we did, it's great, it's like home. I came home last night to my family's home, and because I have a lot of family here, and I slept till a couple of minutes ago. Finally, cool. Yeah, it's like middle of the tour right now, so I really needed sleep, yes.
So you did almost 13-14 gigs till now, and yeah. Maybe my question is, you did a whole lot of tours in these 15-20 years. Mm-hmm. How does a band who is, let's say, mostly DIY, although you had some contracts during your periods, but how do you stay on the road? How do you find your energy to go on like this? I mean,
it's hard. It's physically hard. I mean, the nicest part, the best part is stage. If we're just playing, I can do it all the time. Doesn't matter. But you know, since the band lives in the United States, to come over here, it's already minus 30,000. You know, when you fly into Europe, you're minus 30,000. So you have to make all of this stuff. We have nobody. Mm-hmm. We have only you guys. I mean, okay. The independent stations and independent people that like us. So It is pretty much. So we do have to put everything together in that 1 or 2 months that we are in Europe. For instance, you know, we have to play Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays
in US.
In Europe.
Uh-huh, okay.
And in US too. I mean, when we're touring, we're touring. We can't afford to come to one show.
Do you invest US tours into European tours or something like that?
You know, we make enough to survive and release records. Mm-hmm. Until this record, actually, we did it all by ourselves, except 3 records that were done, that were released for Cool Arrow Records, which is a record label, but still it's not a record label because Billy is such a cool guy, and we pretty much divided everything in half, and he was a record label in a way that he had people that he knew more than we did because he played with Faith No More, but everything else pretty much was is very, very friendship, and he's still helping us and we're still friends, and,
yeah,
and
yeah.
You know, it's not a divorce at all. It's just that, you know, at that point we were too big to stay on his record label, and we made the choice to mm-hmm. not go for a higher, so for a major record label.
So you had a chance in these years to go bigger than you are, in a way,
yeah,
like people understand.
Yeah,
music,
I mean,
industry.
You know, the truth is, every single significant project that has some kind of a success, and I would like to say that we might belong to that category. Does have a moment when they have to decide if they wanna go mainstream or not. Mm. You know, and there is a point, and I remember that was 2008.
In America, probably when somebody says mainstream means a lot, whole other big deal than maybe here in Slovenia.
But it is, you know, if you pretty much sign a contract, and you sign a contract with a major record label who tells you when, what, where you are going to be doing. Maybe not what kind of music you're going to be playing because you already established band, but they do have a saying in that too. Mm. So that way, that means that you will release record when they, you know, when they tell you, and more often than not, they put you on a bench. They bench you, you know. Mm-hmm. You know how they do it in the football teams already.
Yeah,
they buy the, like Chelsea buys all the best players from other teams, you know, and they put them on a bench.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
they wouldn't play for anybody else. So basically, bands break up like that. Mm-hmm. And me being 50 years old right now,
yeah,
and knowing that stuff and went through that stuff, we did not really go for it.
You still choose the van and six people in the van and touring on the DIY manner.
I would say we choose existing instead of not existing, because yeah, let's say that they don't bench you and you don't they don't bench you, they release your record, then you have 3 years because you are you're gonna more definitely lose your faithful core following, and you are going to drag some mainstream people. But mainstream people have a tendency to have a 3 year memory span. After 3 years, you can't do anything to maintain them. There is no way. And you know, you're gonna start playing bigger spaces, and maybe sometimes they're artificial, like festivals that there are tens of thousands of people, but you don't know that's not your people,
yeah.
And then after 3 years, when those people that are shallow, basically they don't, you know, hardcore people like you and will be yours for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, mainstream people, they don't really they're good people, but music is not the most important thing in their life. They don't die for it like mm-hmm. you do and like your people would. Your people being audience, I hate that word. Anyway, you know, but in that case, you do have to you do have to make a choice. Are you going to stay with hundreds mm-hmm. with your people, or you go with the thousands and for 3 years? And after those 3 years, like, you know, Britney Spears last 3 years, you're not gonna last more than that's how it is. Mm. You come back, your people are not coming back, so you have to stop doing it.
So you choose your own audience that you built for all these years.
We chose to play for people who really understand and love us. Mm.
And with this record ninth in a row, you definitely gave back the punk, the hardcore, and the Balkan, and everything. Maybe to switch from this uh-huh. business now, I would ask, since you traveled a lot around the world, let's say from US, and you also have gigs in Siberia, uh-huh. if I remember well.
Yeah.
So you really went to the corners of the world. How did the world change? I mean, you travel for 15 years around the world, making tours on contract, off contract.
Uh-huh.
How does the land change? How does the people change? How does the culture shock seize the world in what happens in this all these years? The changing.
You know, and I'm just reading about those changes, and I'm watching TVs that I don't see any changes. I mean, my people, our people are all the same. We have mm-hmm. we have same goals, we have same stories, we have same ideals, you know. And how does it change? Like we were talking about this crisis thing. What crisis? I mean, I've never felt anything. Here on the bottom is all the same, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, sure, if you project to make $40 million and you make only 25, oh my God, the world's gonna end. Yeah, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. You know, but you know, who cares? We really don't. Yeah, you know, as you said, just a couple of it. There's a place in the bottom. Please come down.
Yeah.
If you feel lonely up there, yeah, here we are. You know.
How do you put this this life timeline and experience in your lyrics? in 9 records. How do you develop? Is the culture shock style changing, or is just getting more firm, you know, like as a some sort of a style that's really specific, combining some exotic Balkan music and rock and so on?
No, you know, we're kind of social commentators. I would love, you know, I would love to sing about flowers and love, but that's not what's surrounding us, you know, and what's surrounding us is a lot of shit, and we have to write about that because that touches us. The other day we were thinking about this hipster culture and talking about like why Balkan is not so high on hipster culture, because they could have probably died too many times in their life, so they know that's about time to celebrate. It's pretty precious, so they go out there and do everything to have fun, you know. And if you have life served to you on a silver platter, of course you need to be sad to create a little bit, so you artificially become one. We don't need actually to create anything. It's the world is, unfortunately, you know, somebody said, you know, art starts from the south and then the north sells it to the rest of the world. You know, and you do have to be a little miserable to create. That's how it is. I wish we don't have purpose of existence, this misery of the world, and culture shock can kind of just, finally I can go fishing, you know. I mean, although we are taking a huge break next year, and this might be one of the last shows for quite some time.
Okay, yeah. I think we need to reverse this. So, culture shock, except, I mean, you have one of the last gigs in Slovenia, or what?
Yeah, I guess this is our. It's not the last show or anything. I mean, once it's the last show, last tour or something, you'll know it, and we will, you know, we will announce. That's it. But it's not going to be a reunion. We don't believe in reality shows, reunions, and all of these nostalgia things, you know. When it lasts, when you can't do it the way we're doing it, you know, we'll go fishing.
Is this also connected to the situation on the scene as a touring band? Doing it all by itself?
No, it is just, it's been, it's hard, and I want to do some writing the next year and a half. Everybody has something to do, and it's been, you know, it's pretty much culture shock is our life. And we are going to take a break from September. We're probably going to do some summer stuff, summer probably festivals here and there, maybe. And this but that's why we do these mega tours, these big tours, because we don't mess around. We play honestly everything we have and we give, and we're gonna take a break. And come definitely in Ljubljana. This is the last show for quite some time.
The last call, people, for Gala Hala tonight. The first song on the new record is called Where Is Home. We heard it a little bit at the beginning. Maybe my question is, where is your home? Or is it where the music is where the people is on the map? Or do you and Chris ever play accordion on your porch, singing old Balkan songs to bring back
on
home?
On his porch, he lives in the middle of the woods. I still live in the town. He's personally older than I am. No, not by age, but by his personality. Okay. He doesn't want to get out at all, man. He doesn't want to go out. So it's his porch. Once upon a time, we went out in the woods and we saw the moose. Dude, that guy's huge. It's huge, huge, huge. I never knew how big a moose is. So yeah, that's where he lives. Where's home? Airplane, I would say. You know, I have day off tomorrow, so I'm actually driving to Zagreb and flying to Sarajevo to see my mom for 24 hours, and then taking a taxi from Sarajevo to Mostar to meet the band.
Okay.
That's how important that is for me. But I guess I'm the happiest when I'm on the plane, because wherever I'm going home. You know,
the roots is open.
Wherever I land, it's gonna be home.
Nice, Gino. thank you very much for your
thank
time.
You. Thank you.
I wish you a great gig tonight.
Thanks, Ljubljana. Yeah, I hope invite. So. I mean, I really, really am looking forward to it.
Yeah, we too, since it's one of the last gigs after a long time.
After this gig, we're definitely going to be gone. We'll come back, but we'll be gone for quite some time, yes.
Gino, thanks again. Let's listen to some musicals.
Thanks.
Ciao.
See ya.
Šok s komadom Rage Against Old Age iz zadnje plošče, ki je naslovljena kar številko 9, ker je 9. po vrsti. Poslušali ste intervju z Ginotom, danes pa jih lahko vidite v Gala Hali. Vrata se odprejo ob 20. ob 21. se štarta koncert in za after poskrbi DJ Rope. Kot smo slišali, gre za enega zadnjih koncertov, ki ga bojo Kultur Šok klele pri nas odpokal, tako da dejte se potruditi, da bo danes gala polna, ker polih zgleda, da en čas ne bomo videli. Čau.
Intervju Radija Študent.
Koker je bilo v prejšnjem sistemu.
Ne mi ti v prejšnjih sistemih.
Vse je ful boljš, kakor je bilo prej.
Ja, kaj je boljš, kakor je bilo prej? Prej si imel, dobro, pravic
ne,
nisi čaki, imel, si pa imel vsaj za kruh, a veš?
Ja, ja. Ne. Zdaj si čaki, pa v kurcu na beh fronta,
kako pušiš. To ni čist stres, ne? To
sploh kaj ni, de, lej, čak, a imaš ti danes za kruh?
Ne, nimam,
ampak... Čak, a imaš pravice?
Nimam.
No, nimaš,
eto, pušiš na beh fronta.